brings us up nicely to a main subject which has been dominating the headlines for the past couple of weeks and still is. And I know there's plenty to talk about, the subject of the European elections, because now that we've had them and we've seen the results and the dust has settled, and it was a bit of a surprise, certainly for two of the main parties, the PP and the PSOE.
Yes, it was. I mean, we were saying to people that these were important elections, and we'd asked those who were registered to vote to vote. I can't say that plea had much effect on Oribella Costa, but nonetheless, these elections were interesting, and we're only a year away from local elections and regional elections, a little bit over a year away from national elections in Spain. So everybody's been poring over these results with great interest. Claro as well, I must say. And, it's a very mixed picture because nationally, I think you can say that the losers were the Socialist Party, not so much by the amount they lost, but because they lost in relation to their expectations that they would do much better. So the Socialist Party leader has said he's going to bow out, and they're busy looking for a new one. In Valencia, which is closer to home and important for what happens in Orihuela and Orihuela Costa, because they control the major purse strings, the PP won, but the Socialists didn't lose either. Their loss was comparatively lower than elsewhere, and it's the PP, the Popular Party, which is thrashing around, changing the team around the Valencia president and leader of the Valencia PP, Mr. Fabra. So they're behaving as if they lost. Now, in Orihuela, the PP started out behaving as if they had won, and it looked as though they got a very respectable 45% of the total vote in Orihuela. But when you look at it a bit more closely, they didn't win. Their vote was down 20% on the European Parliament elections of 2009. That loss, comparatively, represents 7,000 votes, which is a huge amount of votes. They got 8,000 plus votes, which represents, in local election terms, only 8 councillors. So they're way below what they would need to get a majority in the local council elections next year. And I think this is a major a result. You can say that in Spain as a whole, the two-party system was really severely tested, and a lot of people think that the consequences are that the two-party system is virtually over. In Orihuela, we haven't had a two-party system. We've had a one-party system. The Popular Party's been in power for 25 years, and what is now apparent, and it started in 2011 in the local elections, when I think thanks to the impact of Claro plus CLR, Monica Llorente lost the majority, the Popular Party was replaced. The trends last Sunday, or a week last Sunday, seem to show that the Popular Party will find it very, very difficult, almost impossible, to recover so much that they get an absolute majority again. I think you can say that the one-party system in Orihuela is over too. So I think that's extremely important for us, because as a new party, Claro is having to try and break through and get some voice for Orihuela Costa. And when you had a monopoly, a strong traditional monopoly of the PP always being in power, that was always going to be very difficult. Now, in Orihuela Costa, just to wrap up what we have concluded from these election results, the turnout in Orihuela was a respectable 44%. In Orihuela Costa, it was a much less respectable 22%. Half as many people voted in Orihuela Costa as in Orihuela as a whole, and in the country as a whole. Now, that's not a particularly joyful piece of news, but I think it's a reflection of the importance of the non-Spanish population of Oriola Costa. I mean, we talked to a lot of people, and they, non-Spanish, and they said that they just didn't know how to vote because they had all this information from all of these parties which operate on the European national level, and they didn't really know how to choose between them. So I think a lot of the non-Spanish probably didn't vote. And curiously enough, the difference between 22 and 44% represents another 1,350 votes. And that's about the same number of votes exactly as Claro plus CLR got in the local elections in 2011. So that seems to suggest that the non-Spanish didn't play a very active role in the elections in Orihuela Costa. But another interesting thing in Orihuela Costa is that whereas in Orihuela the PP got twice as many votes as the Socialist Party, in Orihuela Costa the difference between the Socialist Party and the PP was only 22 votes, almost no difference at all. The PP narrowly beat the Socialist Party, if you like, but only by 22 votes. And I think, and this is what a lot of us think, that those who did vote were voting against the PP. And this is a sort of vote of punishment to the PP for their behaviour. I think in our analysis, the shocking way they dumped Claro last December and jumped into bed with CLR and Pedro Mantebo. Pedro Mantebo had said always that he would never go into bed with the PP of Monica Llorente because she was charged with corruption. Now he finds himself in bed with his party and a popular party led by a different person who's also charged with corruption. So I think that that sort of opportunistic personal gain politics, which they practiced at the end of last year, was punished by the voters to a significant extent in the European Parliament elections of Sunday a week ago.
Okay, and then there's lots of statistics there. We've actually printed quite a lot of them today in the Leader newspaper, which you kindly provided for us as well, so there's more information there. But according to the PP, immediately afterwards, what you're saying is simply untrue, and they actually won. They did really well, and the only reason they scored so badly, for want of a better phrase, is because a lot of their supporters thought, oh, well, we don't need to go and vote because the PP is so strong anyway, and everything's fine. That's what they say. But as you say, the reality is very different, yes, isn't it? Because the reality is, based on what has happened, no party would have had an absolute majority. So the bottom line is, if this was a local election, the situation would be exactly how it is now.
Well, that's a very interesting observation. I agree with you that the projecting forward from the European Parliament elections of a week ago, you can't see a single party majority emerging next year. So they've got to be coalition politics in Orihuela from next year. The composition of the coalition might change, but I think for the interests of Orihuela Costa, it's positive that this stranglehold on local politics by the Popular Party should be ended, and I think that's well and truly what has happened. No, the fact that the PP tried to put a terrific gloss on this result, which they got 45% of the vote, which sounds incredibly good, but looked at more closely, it doesn't look as good. And the fact that it's not really as good as they claim is can be seen in the criticism which the PP leadership is getting from other PP members of the PP in Orihuela. So I think they've jumped the gun a little bit too quickly, claiming that it was such a fantastic victory. Nobody really believes that.
Okay, we will have to wait not too long now before the elections do actually take hold again, but very interesting and very exciting times ahead.
In touch, in tune.
It's a complete mix.
More music than any other local radio.
It's different.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.